This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
This is FUBAR Radio. Ollie and Simon here with you. We shared a lift sharing on the way to the studio.
I spent most of the time admiring your dramatic crack all the way up aside your windscreen, like huge, drastic thing you've got on there.
You know that advert with Gavin on it?
Hello, it's Gavin from Autoglass here. Did you know that that chip could turn into a crack?
Turns out he's right.
He's not as stupid as he sounds.
He's like spot on, actually, with that.
Will in fact be getting a phone call.
Yeah, good.
Later, he's done well out of that.
Light of the morning gets dark.
Anyone watch Ski Sunday the other day?
I didn't.
I love Ski Sunday.
I can't believe it's back.
They're showing the downhill racing, right?
Mm.
There's a skier who has one of the most unfortunate names.
Oh, no.
I've seen for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Josef Furstel. Which is spelt
Josef
almost identically to Fritzl, as
Joseph.
As in Joseph, like there's one letter that's different to the crazy Austrian guy that had the people in his basement.
Wow.
And I thought, it's like there being a mass murderer called Olli Gallant.
Yeah. You'd be devastated.
Would you change your name?
Yeah.
Because all of the you could see the announcer going, and next step to the downhill skier, please welcome Josef Furstel.
Who?
People are going, what? No. They're all looking up. No. And he comes out, oh.
Please welcome to the slopes, Adolf Hitler. please welcome to the top of the slopes, Jack the Tipper.
Sorry, who?
You just mean... Absolutely.
And winning gold in the X Games is Bin Laden.
It would be really unfortunate.
I just thought, well, would you? It's Fred and Simon in the morning. What happened, Olli? Well, there's just this guy that came out. This Olli Gallant, he's a really nasty man. I've changed my name.
Yeah.
I just thought, how unfortunate
that
for
is
him.
Horrible, yeah.
Well, I'm glad we've made it better.
Good, yeah, we have.
On FUBAR Radio.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of a town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. Life's one big circle and it's us. And when it ends, will you still be my friend? Am I making a fool of myself? But tell me I'm not making a fool of myself. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. The same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. I take my hats off to the busker man when they drown all the sorrows. They're singing song, not everything as words I can plan, but believe me, he's smiling as long as he can. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, some place that you don't know. That shit made your head spin around. So get your sense together, and you'll show you back on the ground. I've had the same dream on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of a town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you down achieve in the air. And you try so hard, but your arms on the switch. And I know you try so hard, but your arms on the switch. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. That's just made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back on the ground. So when you look in the mirror, reflecting back at you, someone that you don't know. That's just made your head spin around. So get yourself together and get your feet back.
Fubar Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
Actually, for the first time since I was about 18, I went bowling the other day. You know, the bowling alley near us, off the roundabout.
With the really smelly shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's only when you... Because from... there's a massive mosque next door, isn't there? You know, this huge mosque.
Which everyone was in uproar about. I think it looks amazing.
It's a stunning building. It's huge, really tall. But, like, coming back from the roundabout... It looks like they're the same building. It looks like one of them is funding the other. Like it's sort of like, yeah, we've got the mosque, but we sort of need the bowling angle to sort of uphold.
It looks like it's
an extension.
Are you saying the mosque looks like a novelty bowling alley?
It does a little. Or it just looks like the bowling alley's keeping the mosque alive. Or vice versa. Either or, you have to take your shoes off at the entrance of both.
Yeah. switch on the generator so I could turn you on. You better get to know your operator before you pack that tone. You own the lock and the key for the window to my soul. Yeah, that's the only thing you talk about. You gotta let me know, 'cause it must have been something out of control. Yeah, it must have been worth it, 'cause I had nothing left to show. How you put my life in your hands when you open up your heart and your soul. Take my love and never go. Yeah, open up your heart and your soul. 'Cause if you're looking for something to love, you gotta let me know. I put this on in an elevator and took it to my home. I'm still living on a ladder from the sky to the floor. Don't look down, you got a long way to go. And if you wanna live, you better let the man go. 'Cause it must have been something.
This is FUBAR. Ollie and Simon with you.
Here's a dilemma for you. You're on a flight, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a Dash 8.
What does that mean?
Everyone know what Dash 8 is.
I don't know what that is.
It's Flybe use them a lot, and it's a small aircraft with twin engines.
So it's an airplane type.
Yeah, it's an aircraft, so I just thought I'd give you a little...
Fine.
I'll paint the picture.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It flies,
so
fine.
Flying back into Birmingham Airport.
Yeah, okay. Done that before.
Coming in. The weather, well, you know, the last few days, a little bit choppy. It's a very heavy landing. The plane bounces and your heart's in your chest and you come down quite heavily and you're a bit...
The plane bounces?
Yeah, you're a bit shaken up from it. Everyone's fine, but you're a little bit shaken up from
it. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Then you find out that the reason that's happened...
The weather...
No.
Right.
The pilot's arm came off just before
what?
He came in. Yeah. His arm fell off just before he came into...
What, did he get trapped in something?
Into land.
How does that happen?
Well, he's a prosthetic arm. And it fell off. So, this is a true story. This happened.
I would... Do you know what? I think I would be ultimately... I can't imagine that lightning will strike twice with this. I think it'll be made sure that never happens again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine everyone walking up and then he just sort of pokes his head out and you just see no arm. Sorry about that. Oh, you'd know straight away. If equal opportunities vet there, please welcome your captain for today, Blind Kevin.
Simon here.
So this is a news story about a Mexican drug lord.
Doesn't sound cliche at all, does
no.
it?
Who has been found out. Cops have got him.
Hands okay. up.
They raided his house to get all the evidence of fingerprints and possessions, those sorts of things. So I'm just going to take on a little tour through this guy's
house.
All right.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes I've, you know, you remember in that OB a few weeks ago and we just went round a local house that was on, and it was an open day.
Oh, yeah.
I love stuff like that. So yeah. I'm really open to
Perfect.
This.
Perfect. Great. Well, set the scene.
People will love this as they're driving to work. A little tour around someone's
tour.
House.
So, set
Is it
the
a big,
scene.
Big house, yeah.
Big house. We're set the scene. Middle of the Mexican countryside. Beautiful mansion.
Mm.
Okay. It is stunning brick. Well, it looks like we're in a Spanish villa almost. Okay.
What's that? Is right. there shrubbery? Is there?
There's some shrubbery.
Parakeets.
Big. I can't see any, but there's lots of palm trees.
Swaying in the wind.
Yeah. Right. So walk through the front door.
Okay, big front door.
Yeah, big front door. Room on the left. Little museum, actually. Very rich man. Very, very rich man. Little museum. It's a gun museum.
In his house.
So, yeah.
Are they all in cabinets, are they?
Yeah, they're all in cabinets, all individually lit with a little plaque saying who he killed with what gun.
Are you actually joking?
No. Right. So, there we go. Go round the back.
Bob, didn't pay.
And we nip into what can only be described as an artificial cave.
Right.
So this has stalactites and stalagmites.
Fake ones.
Hanging up. Yeah, fake ones, but they look real. It looks like real rock. And in there we have a hot tub.
Mm.
Right. Mm. Nip outside. The other side of the hot tub are some caged panthers. So we've got two black panthers with the gun museum and the hot tub cave. We've got two black panthers. Just to the right of that, we've got a lioness. So we have a lovely lion just lying on some rocks. Then to the right of him again, we've got yet another animal. It's a very rare tiger, big white tiger. So gun museum, hot tub cave, panthers, tigers and lions so far. Within the house, we've also got abstract art that's illegal to own because it was stolen.
Right.
We've got 20 or 30 guns just in his bedroom.
Right.
Then, I'll show you this, Ol. There's one room, no furniture. Okay. Don't need it. Just, if I could describe that, I'd say it was a king-sized bed-sized mound of money.
What I love is that he wasn't eventually caught by the police while he was trying to smuggle drugs out of the country. He was finally caught because the housemaid turned up and went,
oh my God,
hold on a little minute.
They proceeded to open every drawer and every cabinet in every office and room to find that there was money in every single crevice of the whole property.
And tomorrow morning, we'll be looking through the keyhole.
Through the keyhole! With Mexican drug lords!
Drinking in the morning sun. Blinking in the morning sun. Shaking off the heavy wall. Oh,
Radio The Finger.
Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. baby, no. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run onto you. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I'd even do. Over you. Ooh, ooh, I'd even do. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
This is FUBAR. Ollie and Simon here.
So the biggest song of 2013, Blurred Lines, a lot of speculation and controversy surrounding its writing. A lot of people, I noticed maybe 6 months ago when my sister was playing Marvin Gaye in the car, that one of Marvin Gaye's songs sounds very, very similar.
You're talking about Got to Give It Up.
Mm-hmm. To Blurred Lines. Anyway, yesterday it was revealed that after a week-long court case with the singer's daughter, Nona Gaye.
Sorry, what?
Nona Gaye.
Yeah.
A jury ruled that Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke did copy Marvin Gaye with the song Blurred Lines and have been ordered to pay, get this, £4.85 million, the equivalent of $7.3 million in damages.
Let's have a listen.
Everybody get up.
Right, so that's obviously Robin Thicke.
Oh, right, sorry, I thought it was Marvin Gaye.
Okay, here we go. I'll bring in Marvin Gaye.
The bass line, isn't it? There, like.
The thing is with this, though. Okay, now he was close. The thing is, I know,
this
yeah.
Is well, whoever's done this has done it well.
The thing
you
is,
haven't done this, have you?
Oh yeah, of course I have. I wasn't watching House of Cards last night. I was putting this together. What I just think about the thing about music is that there are only so many chords.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And loads of stuff sounds the same. So what are
the? You say that, but like, there's only like nine numbers. Oh, I know there's loads of numbers, but what physical numbers? There's only nine of them.
And also, what have those kids
the combinations?
Done? They didn't even make it. What are they doing? Like, they didn't even make it. Shut up. Look, listen to this, right?
It doesn't matter if you love him.
Lady Gaga. Madonna.
don't see them at each other all the time, do you?
Oh, that's my song.
So this is Express Yourself versus Born This Way.
Okay.
Again, I was on the decks last night.
Madonna, that's my chords.
Do you know what? That sounds great. They should do that live, shouldn't they? That sounds awesome, I think.
Well, I'd be involved in this court case now because I put the work in.
That's really cool. Sounds like the end of a song when two, you know, Susan.
But you don't see them go, oh, that's my song. Look, you're all making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the reason this court case has come around is because the kids are going, oh, dad's gone, bit skint. Do you know what I mean? That's what annoys me about this. They haven't done... If it was Marvin Gaye...
No, I think, because like with that song, the chords are the same, which isn't uncommon. But like you could hear there, the melodies are very different. They're singing at different times. Whereas I think with the Marvin Gaye and Robin Thicke one, they're so similar in the melody, like the main part of the song. They're both like singing really high in the same part... It's just very, it is like, I can see it. I
just don't like bickering.
Found a quote from Pharrell Williams, by the way.
Yeah, go on.
He said, I never intended to copy Marvin Gaye at all when writing this song. That was never my intention. However, I did bear him in mind when I wrote it. So I don't know whether that's sort of saying, I didn't mean to copy.
I didn't mean to copy him. I just happened to have the sheet music up while I was making the song.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee overlook.
Stiff knife, caught ya
say I'd be there waiting for
Ollie and Si on FUBAR Radio.
Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
One of the big stories today is about the agents charged with protecting President Barack Obama. They went on a big night out drinking the other night.
How many of them are there?
There's loads, but a few of them went out. They went out on to a local bar,
and they're just security.
They're like the secrets, you know, agents that look after him, you know, protect him. They had a few drinks.
Mm.
They had a few drinks and.
What about?
Had a little crash on the way home.
Oh.
Into the White House.
No way, actually. Into the building.
Into the security barrier. They crashed.
Were they drinking
They crashed
the...
into their own security barrier.
Oh my God. Yeah. Were they drinking at the White House?
No, they're like a local bar.
Right, and came back to the White
We're
House.
We're back in a bit. Barack! Barack! We're back in a bit.
Tell Barack we'll be back in a bit.
Come to have breakfast. Did you crash into the house last night? No. Now, I'm not saying I'd make a great security agent, all right? But I've flicking back just a few newspaper articles I've dug out. Mm-hmm. And I think we could maybe do a better job.
Right, okay.
Because there are some, I mean, that as far as, there must be Billy Basics when it comes to security, right?
Yeah, sure.
So... In September 2014, this is the same
guys,
security carrier, yeah. Yep. They let an armed man with an arrest record
right
into an elevator with Barack Obama.
Are you joking?
Yeah, no.
In the White House?
No, he was like
out and about.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
they
good.
Went to Amsterdam. They got so drunk, one of them passed out in the hallway.
Seriously?
Was found the next day.
Oh,
I mean, they were on an absolute jolly.
Yeah, this doesn't sound right.
There's a couple of these I can't read out on air, but pretty wild.
How are they still employed?
I don't know.
Or is it just a quick turnover of idiots?
Well, I mean, even if it's a quick turnover, a lot of people, there's a lot of idiots.
Yeah.
But you'd think it would be more stringent than that, wouldn't you?
Oh, don't drink on the job is number one, surely.
The best one was in 2011 when it was 4 days until one of the agents went, I think someone shot at the White House last night.
4 days?
4 days after it happened.
Right.
They found bullet holes in the window. So did you get off your weapon?
I swear I heard a bit of a bang.
I mean, if I was Barack Obama, I would not feel safe.
I wouldn't feel safe at all.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Caught in a land. landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows
doesn't really matter.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Just got it.
Bar Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
This is fascinating. A new generation of drug scanners is to be purchased for prison in England and Wales. So essentially, at the moment, they're saying that the prisons are awash with drugs. Mm. Okay, this scanner could just scan a cell and go, drugs.
That is like, amazing.
No drug. No hiding it in pillowcases.
That's incredible.
Which part of it is a shame, because it's ingenious ways. Like, it's quite...
What do you mean a shame?
Well, like, you just, you know, like, you think, oh, wow, I would have never thought of that. Like, someone's hollowed out.
That shouldn't be applauded. That's not a shame.
No, but it is ingenuity, isn't it? It is getting the brain going. Do you know what I mean? They're doing something.
Get their brain going with other things.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know. He's carved out like a toothbrush and hidden it in there. Like, clever, isn't it?
Well, it might be entertaining when you're watching it on television, but
it's like,
I mean,
Shawshank Redemption. No one saw him digging out of the cell.
Yeah. For someone who hasn't seen it.
Well, they haven't seen it by now.
I know, not good enough.
This is fascinating, though. I was reading this in the article. It's just like, you think, okay, well, there's obviously major problems. They're obviously using intricate, complex ways of getting the drugs into prisons. Yeah?
Right, yeah.
I'll read your statement, Simon. As well as being smuggled by visitors.
Right.
Right? That sounds too easy to start
with. Yeah, it does.
Bob came over. Here's your Tesco shopping. Prisoners and corrupt staff. Drugs can also be sent through the post or over the prison walls.
Post?
Through the post.
That is ridiculous.
Why are we paying for scanners? Just check the post.
Check the post, yeah.
Have a dog sniffing
lazy,
the post.
Lazy, isn't it?
Put a net, like, you know, over ponds when you don't want birds to nick the fish? Mm. Put a net over the prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop people chucking it over.
Simple as that. Idiots.
Maybe I've been here too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same, but then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. Boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret.
Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
Alien Earth is among eight new far-off planets. This is a... Have you heard of the Goldilocks zone?
No.
Okay, it's where they...
Is it not too hot, not too cold, but just right?
Yeah, so this is like... yeah, kind of. And that's what the scientists say. So this new planet, the name's not great, 438b.
Right, okay.
Is really similar to... It's near a star like we are the sun. And it's 12% larger than Earth. But basically, it's the closest planet we've ever found a similar...
That could be genuinely habitable.
What I like the idea of is it already being inhabited with people.
Yeah.
But they're a bit... So they're in, like, the medieval ages.
Okay.
Because imagine it'd be so easy to impress a girl.
What, on a new planet?
Well, if they came here.
Right. There is no one there.
We don't know that.
I think we do, don't we?
Well, they we don't know that for sure yet.
Okay.
You know, they've only just discovered it, Simon.
Fine.
Who knows?
Sorry.
But what I'm saying is, you know, if you came over there, what's that bicycle?
I love the first thing you've gone for is a bicycle.
Is that,
I'll come with you. I'll be like, forget that bicycle. Look at this iPhone.
It's like walking, but faster and more efficient.
Wheels.
Do you know what I mean? Do you want to play Frisbee? What's that? Well, I will show you. Just everything amazing.
Frisbee and bicycle, that's the epitome of invention, is it, for you?
Toaster.
I'll be there with a Segway and my phone,
Imagine if I showed, you know, the frozen waffle trick when you cook them in the toaster?
Sideways.
Mind blown. Wow. Yeah, you turn the toaster on its side and you put bird's eye waffle. Other waffles are available. In the toaster.
Yeah.
Two clicks and it's done. Mind-blowing.
Right.
All these single guys on planet Earth.
Waffles, bicycle, frisbee is the epitome of it all, is it? Is that it? Is that all you've got? That is the first thing you do is show them those three things. You turn up on a bike with a frisbee and make some waffles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be trumping you with my car, iPhone, and gourmet cuisine.
Probably come across as a bit of a show off.
Right, okay. Fine.
FUBAR Radio.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street.
Oh, girl.
She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
giving radio the finger.
To Room 102. Every week you are letting us know about your pet peeves, things that really get under your skin, things that you wish you could just banish forever. Sometimes it's people's wives, sometimes it's people leaving the milk out. It can be literally anything. We're joined by Michael Webster. Some interesting Hello. Facts about Michael is that he studied chemistry at university, so he's clearly a very intelligent man. Now tell me how you've applied that degree in chemistry, Michael.
Well, I recycle aerosol cans.
Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Because
you make it sound like you're not that job's not worthy of you. Is it not?
Well,
could anyone do that, or do you need a degree in chemistry to do it?
Well, between you and me, you don't need a degree to do it.
I imagine it's quite dangerous. I threw a baked bean can on a bonfire once.
Oh, well,
Yeah, sealed baked bean can. And I had a fleece on, and the molten hot baked beans burnt through the fleece. And and I remember, I was a teenager, and I remember my mum thought I'd been smoking, because you know when you, do you remember if you ever used to get a cigarette on material, it goes straight through it?
Yeah.
And I kind of just went, yeah, I was smoking, because I thought she'd be more angry that I nearly killed myself with a baked bean can. I imagine it's a similar thing with aerosol cans. They're quite dangerous, so they need to be dealt with.
Yeah, it can be quite dangerous, yeah.
So what do you do? Just throw them against the wall and get the... How does it work?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Just crush them with my bare hands, basically.
Because like, to me, it sounds like a really fun job, just exploding aerosol cans.
It's not as funny as that.
Okay. All right. So the rules are very simple. You'll have 30 seconds to give me and the rest of the audience your argument, and then we'll play a song and we'll decide whether it's worthy to be banished forever. Just give me the subject title first, please, Michael.
Okay. It's casseroles with pastry lids that are masquerading as pies.
Just say that one more time.
Casseroles with pastry lids that are masquerading as pies.
Casseroles with lids masquerading as pies. All right. You've got 30 seconds to convince us. You'll need all 30 seconds, I imagine. Go.
Right. So you go to a restaurant. You fancy a nice pie. And you order your pie. And it comes out on the plate. And it's just, you see a ceramic dish. You cut into this pie. There's no sides. There's no bottom. It's just a casserole with a lid on. It's not a pie. You need... The filling needs to be fully enclosed for a pie. And it's breaking the trade description down.
Okay, so you're saying this is actually... it's actually illegal, what they're doing.
Well,
okay, so let me just clarify this in my head. Let me just get this right. So the dish comes out. You take the lid off, and there is pastry on the top.
Yeah.
But then the rest is, they've been lazy, basically. They've not completely. Yeah. So you are obviously a man that likes the pastry. And when you've got through, let's say, the top 10%, you've run out of pastry. That's your problem, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, now I can understand that. All right, then. I need a few minutes to think about this, all right? So will you stay on the line and we'll come back next?
Sure. Okay.
Side, but to me, you're a shining light.
Radio. Welcome back to Room 102. It's just me and Michael today, and Michael's got a real problem. If we just recap quickly to Mr. Webster, who recycles aerosol cans for a living. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're studying for chemistry at the moment, this is what awaits you in the future. Is a life of recycling aerosol cans. Now, he has a lot going on in his life, but one thing that really gets under his skin that he can't handle is when casseroles with lids masquerade themselves as pies in restaurants. So let me see if I got this right. The pie comes out, it's in a ceramic bowl, there's pastry on the top, but when you dig into it, they've been lazy, they've not filled the rest of the bowl with pastry or the bottom. So 10% into your meal, you've run out of the right ratio of pastry to meat and vegetables, let's just say.
Exactly.
Is that a good summary?
Yeah, a pie needs to be fully enclosed with pastry.
I mean, my concern here, Michael, is that I don't know how many other people this morning are going, yeah, that is a major... Oh. I mean, we've got things like problems with the NHS, terrorists, poverty. Are you telling me this is up there with things that need to be banished?
Well, it's not far behind, to be honest.
Yeah, no, maybe, because like I've gone on the headlines this morning and it's not in the top five at the moment.
But no, it's at six.
Do you know what? I just, you've done it with so much conviction that I, like, this is clearly a real issue for you in life. And I feel like you're right, it wouldn't take much. Pastry doesn't cost a lot of money. Just fill the whole bowl. Keep it in the casserole bowl, fine. Yep. But just put pastry all the way around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know what? I think it should go in. I'm going to give it you, Michael.
Yes, thank you.
Casseroles with lids masquerading as pies. They're in.
Yay.
Yeah. giving radio the finger.
Bar Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
I was doing a big shop yesterday. I don't often do big shops. I like just like getting bits here and there.
Yeah, you're really bad. That's an expensive way to do it, to buy stuff like every day as well.
I like buying fresh food all the time. I don't like buying like store cupboardy things and frozen stuff really. So big shop was unusual, but anyway, it was going around for a while. Sidled up to a checkout, and on the one next to me was an elderly guy. And we've all bought a weird combination of things from supermarkets before. Like, you know, when you've run out of like anti-bac wipes and you need to couple that with some milk, or, you know, I need some paracetamol and I also need some oven gloves. Like, you know, you get some weird combinations. But this was like he'd just landed in the country. It was like he was just starting his life here, because the combination of things, I've never seen anything like it. This is absolutely true. Firstly, a duvet with pillows.
Right.
Wellington boots, bread, and a rake. Now, I don't know. I think what I surmised was that he has just landed in this country and he has bought a shed with an allotment.
No, my interpretation is his house is just burnt down.
Yeah.
So he needs some temporary bedding and he needs to clear it up.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
I saw a lady in the supermarket yesterday just put down 30 bars of green and black chocolate.
Really?
And I thought, she's having a bad week.
That was a big week.
Nothing here to see, just a kid like me, trying to cut some tea, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you, I'm still on here trying to figure it out. Blood is in my dreams, love is killing me, trying to figure it out.
Radio, Ollie and Simon here.
Simon and I had to get a last minute photo shoot done last night.
Oh yeah, we did, yeah. That was delightful.
Luckily, our friend Nick came in at the last minute and saved our bacon. Mm. He usually photographs dogs.
He specialises in dogs.
He specialises in dogs.
House-trained pets is normally his thing.
So we arrive at Nick's house. I meet Simon outside, okay. Simon gets out of the car in a sweaty t-shirt.
Well, look, I've been
and football shorts. Right, bear in mind this is a photo shoot.
Yes, but we were just getting from the top half, weren't we? Just
but that's like newscasters. They don't sit there with no pants on.
Don't they? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know that.
I just think make some effort.
We were getting shot.
You've come straight from badminton.
Yeah.
And also, who plays badminton?
What's wrong with playing badminton?
It's just, I don't know who plays badminton.
Loads, but the courts are full when
I've
I go.
I've never met anyone that plays badminton.
Courts are full.
That's normal.
Well, it's a lovely sport. Just because you know I'd beat you at it. But yeah, we only needed filming from the waist up. If that, It was just the shoulders and head, really, wasn't it? So I was wearing a lovely T-shirt. In the photo shoot, it looks like we're dressed the same. Doesn't it? We've made...
Yeah, except I know I'm wearing trousers.
No one else does. And I'm afraid that's all that counts. Yes. Actually, I had a friend, Jim, who worked from home mainly. He worked for a Groupon, actually. And he'd have Skype calls most of the day. That would be his thing. And he said he'd always have a shirt and tie on with joggers. And sometimes just boxers because it was hot and he'd just be at home and that's it. It's all you need.
I love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade. Laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight. Steps out of the shade. Says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. You nearly give me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet then you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets. They both were streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything. You promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for. Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. Bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. Oh, Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die.
On FUBAR Radio.